This is Focus West Michigan for Thursday, April 2, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has requested that President Donald Trump declare a major disaster in response to multiple tornado touchdowns in southwest Michigan in March. WGVU's Jennifer Moss has more.
The tornadoes in March claimed four lives, marking the deadliest tornado event in Michigan in nearly five decades. In a news release, Governor Gretchen Whitmer says, quote, "Michigan families have lost loved ones, homes, and businesses. I declared a state of emergency, but our work is just beginning. As we wrap our arms around the affected communities, we are requesting federal assistance to ensure those affected have the resources they need to recover," end quote. On March 6th, four tornadoes with intensities ranging from EF0 to EF3 impacted southwest Michigan. Communities in the areas of Cass County, St. Joseph, and Branch County were among the hardest hit. The tornadoes damaged or destroyed numerous homes and businesses, overturned vehicles, and sheared trees. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's request will be reviewed by FEMA, which will advise President Trump on whether a disaster declaration is warranted. That final decision rests with the president. I'm Jennifer Moss.
The city of Grand Rapids has flipped the script on the traditional vendor fair on Thursday. Instead of businesses pitching their services, the city's biggest buyers are pitching to them. WGVU's David Limbaugh was there.
Over 400 small business owners and employees attended Connect Local GR, a buyers and business exchange. This is Grand Rapids' first ever reverse vendor fair, where, instead of small businesses promoting themselves, over 50 city departments, public agencies, institutions, private sector companies, and buyers host tables, sharing contracting bid opportunities. Ahmad Hardy is a business developer for the city.
You have the city saying, this is what each of our departments is going to purchase over the next fiscal year. If you're a small business, you can learn about what we actually buy.
Attendees like Daryl Lee Jackson, who works in job placement, say the event helps her make connections with local companies like Corwell Health, Meyer, and PNC Bank.
It's huge for us. It's a foot in the door to help expand openings for the people that we're working with to help get them permanent careers.
James Lacey, who also works in job placement, echoes Jackson's sentiments, saying it's all about making those local connections.
You just place people at the place that, you know, we feel can be, you know, helpful for them, and focus on that quality versus quantity aspect that we love to preach.
Organizers say they plan on making Connect Local GR an annual event. I'm David Limbaugh.
Grand Rapids students attending the Powerhouse Teen Summit learned from community leaders on Thursday that your background doesn't define your future and why the time to make an impact is now. WGVU's Dee Morrison was there.
Start where you are. You don't need permission to be great. You don't need a perfect situation. You need consistency.
That's Jashad Belcher, founder of HBCU Power, and part of the panel at the Powerhouse Teen Summit at Grand Rapids Innovation Central High School. Leaders in business, government, healthcare, and community shared personal stories of leadership, resilience, and career pathways. Carlos Cubia, Corwell Health Chief Community Health Impact and Belonging Officer, remembered being told by a teacher in 11th grade that he had no future.
Regardless of where you start, it doesn't dictate where you end up. And don't ever let anyone else tell you what your life journey can or should be. You determine that.
State Representative Christian Grant found her purpose in policy and problem solving, working toward greater equality in Grand Rapids.
So I started saying, we can't be the best for everyone but the people who look like me.
The panel challenged students to begin making an impact.
If you're interested in content, start creating. If you're interested in business, start learning. If you're interested in leadership, start showing up. Impact doesn't start later. It starts now.
I'm Dee Morrison.
After serving 6 years as deputy and 7 months as interim, WGVU's Phil Dawson reports Philip Strom is the new Grand Rapids city attorney.
I am really proud of the last 6+ years as the deputy city attorney.
And after serving as deputy since 2019, Philip Strom is the new Grand Rapids city attorney, unanimously selected by the City Commission.
The City Commission hires a city attorney to give them competent legal advice so that they can make good decisions.
The City Commission selected Strom from a pool of 9 candidates. Mayor David LeGrand says it's an important and sometimes difficult position.
It's a daunting job training elected officials on legal points that they may or may not understand, helping the commission be fully accountable and transparent to the public.
Strom replaces Anita Hitchcock, who retired last fall.
City can continue to receive excellent legal services.
Strom says one of his priorities is helping people who break the law successfully navigate through the criminal justice system.
Life is hard right now, and the criminal justice system can be unforgiving. If there's an opportunity for someone to leave the criminal justice system in a better place than they entered it, we should be embracing that.
I'm Phil Dawson.
Grand Haven's North Pier, also known as Fisherman's Pier, will close this month for 2 years. WGVU's David Limbaugh tells us why.
According to Grand Haven's North Pier project documents from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, a federal contractor is installing a wave dampening feature making the Grand River Channel safer for boats. The feature, known as a wave attenuator, is essentially a large pile of stones for absorbing wave action, placed at strategic locations along the pier where they'll be most effective, allowing smoother passage for boats. The $9.25 million project was first announced in 2022. The Army Corps of Engineers has allocated $7.5 million from the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act and $2 million from 2022's annual spending budget. Officials say the North Pier has not received major upgrades since the 1950s. Work is scheduled from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. during warm months and weather dependent. The pier will be open for holidays and major events like the Coast Guard Festival. Work is expected to be completed during the summer of 2028. I'm David Limbaugh.
The city of Grandville is modernizing its water system starting this month. WGVU's Dee Morrison has more.
Grandville is launching a $10 million project, replacing 3,500 residential and commercial meters with smart AMI technology that sends readings automatically to the city. 2,000 homes with newer meters will receive equipment to connect with the city system. Grandville City Manager Griffin Graham says the upgrades eliminate manual readings, allow for faster leak detection, and accurate billing.
This is really necessary because most of the water meters in Grandville are nearly 50 years old, and as water meters age, they begin to slow down and record water usage less accurately. By replacing these meters, we can ensure that everyone is paying for the water they use, no more and no less.
Because most meters are indoors, the contractor will contact residents to schedule a 30-minute installation appointment. The project is funded by current water rates and a bond. Additionally, aging water mains will be replaced on Canal Avenue and 40th Street, followed by new paving for the roadways later this year.
We will share more information with the community once we have construction schedules finalized.
I'm Dee Morrison.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Shelley Irwin looks at how the Creston neighborhood of Grand Rapids will celebrate Earth Day this year, but first, news from around the state. The RX Kids Cash Assistance Program for pregnant and new mothers launched in 3 more Michigan communities on Wednesday. Colin Jackson has more.
Moms living in Montmorency County, Mount Clemens, and Centerline who are at least 16 weeks pregnant and whose babies are less than 6 months old can now get no-strings-attached payments from RX Kids. Dr. Mona Hanna is the program's executive director. She says surveys of rural moms show that money often goes to baby food, utility bills, and transportation to and from appointments.
Families use these dollars to meet their basic needs. And at this time in folks' lives, this maternal infant time, it's often going to baby supplies and the increased cost of bringing home a new one.
Critics of the program say it should be more selective with who qualifies instead of broadly covering moms in the low-income communities where it operates. I'm Colin Jackson.
The U.S. Supreme Court has left standing a decision in a case over Enbridge Energy's oil and gas pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Part of Enbridge Energy's Line 5 runs under the environmentally sensitive waterway connecting Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. Michigan argues Line 5 poses too big a risk to continue operating. Enbridge Energy sued Michigan for trying to shut down Line 5 and stop the construction of a replacement pipeline. Michigan argued it had governmental immunity from the lawsuit, but lower courts said it didn't. The U.S. Supreme Court let the lower court ruling stand. This does not end the legal fight. The Supreme Court has a separate case pending on whether the battle belongs in state or federal courts. I'm Rick Pluta.
Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. The Creston Neighborhood Association hosts the inaugural Earth Day Fest and Repair Fair on the 18th. WGVU's Shelley Irwin spoke with the executive director for a preview of the event.
Alex Karakevich is the spokesperson. He's your CNA executive director, and yes, that is your Creston Neighborhood Association. Ready to talk about, and are you ready to host the inaugural Earth Day Fest plus a repair fair? Always a pleasure, Alex. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right, Alex, let's talk about what does make the calendar a super. Obviously, Creston Neighborhood Association, strong in your own backyard.
Yeah, we have a lot of great things going on in Creston, and we're happy to bring this brand new Earth Day event to the community.
Well, Earth Day in sync with April 18th, a free family-friendly event that celebrates much. First of all, talk to me about why Earth Day.
Well, Earth Day is really important. It's a great opportunity to connect with our neighbors and to learn about what things are going on and how we can help make both our local environment and the greater environment a better and cleaner place.
And we add a plus repair fair. Expand.
Yeah, so the repair fair is something that is new, like I said, to the community, and we are getting community volunteers together to help fix items, household items for free. So neighbors on this day, on April 18th, can, if you've got something lying around the house that's broken or needs sewing or mending, maybe it's some garden tools that need a refresh, you can bring it down to our event, and our community volunteers will lend their knowledge and expertise to both fix those things up for you so you don't have to buy new, and maybe teach you a little something so you can do it yourself next time or help a neighbor.
Feed the fish, as they say. Let me dig into some specifics here. We are talking April 18th. Exactly what time and where?
Yeah, so it's April 18th. That's a Saturday. It will be from noon to 4, and we're going to be located in the parking lot of City High Middle School, and that's about midway up Plainfield there.
Does that include both the free family event that highlights Earth Day plus my repair?
Yep, that's all inclusive. You can bring your items down. Like I said, we'll be in the parking lot, so you can bring your items down and get them fixed up. And while you're there, we'll have a bunch of other free things going on. We'll have food trucks and different community booths who will be offering resources and showing you what they're doing in the community on a day-to-day basis.
Great. Let me get even more specific. Are you doing plant giveaways?
We are doing plant giveaways. Our friends from the Habitat Hero program at the John Ball Zoo will be there giving away plants.
Yes. Tell me more about your upcycled art activities.
Yeah, so we have a few community partners like Public Thread and a few other community businesses that will be lending their time and skills to helping us create some. We're going to be taking some old materials and we'll be making them into new things. There's going to be like a stamp art station so you can make some art out of old items. And it's all free. So it's family friendly. You can bring the kids, create some art, get some plants, refresh your tools. Lots going on.
Detail me more on your climate cafe, this non-judgmental space.
Yeah, so it can be a little daunting sometimes to talk about all the environmental things, especially out there in the world, stuff that you don't necessarily have control over. So again, we have a community partner who's coming in to help to create some space just to talk through some things. And so you can get together with some neighbors and just chat with them about all the things going on and how we're feeling. In addition to that, we'll have a couple other presenters that will be there who will be providing similar style things. So we'll be sure to post that schedule on our website and on our Facebook page.
So we'll ask this in the end. What is your website?
Our website is crestongr.com. And if you do /Earth Day Fest, it will land you right where all the information is for this event.
Take me to the group wellness activities.
Yeah, so we have a couple different organizations who will be offering some walks. We're going to do, there's a community walk that goes on weekly, and so they'll be coming to us and doing another one. We've got some runs. We've got the Grand Rapids Bike Coalition will be there offering a bike ride. And while I'm on bicycles, you can also bring your bicycles to the repair fair because we will have upcycle bikes who will be there fixing up bikes for you to get them ready for the springtime, and they'll be collecting your old bikes. So if you want to donate your bike to a good place, Upcycle will be there collecting those.
Again, it's an innovative event being brought to Creston Community, Earth Day Fest. Is this, Alex, on April 18th, more than just sustainability? Expand, it's about neighbors helping neighbors. How are things in your Creston neighborhood?
Yeah, they're really good. We have a lot of great things going on. Our business district is getting a fresh rebrand, more to come on that. But we have, yeah, just so many neighbors that want to be involved in the different things going on and be practical in the things that they're doing to help each other. So this is a great opportunity to learn some skills or lend your skills. We are looking for more volunteers to help. So if somebody wants to be hands-on, please reach out. And while this is based in Creston and we serve our Creston neighbors, this event, we do certainly welcome other neighborhoods to come join us. Certainly all of us around the city have something in our homes that we wish we could fix up and put to good use. So we're welcoming to everyone who wants to come and hang out with us for the day.
Again, neighbors helping neighbors, learning new skills, building a stronger and more resilient community. And back to the repair fair goal, I mean, you're looking to extend the life of everyday items rather than sending them to the landfills. Perfect for Earth Day.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's the purpose of it right there. Everything these days is, it's much easier to buy and throw away things than it's ever been. So we're trying to just remind people that they can be fixed and that those skills are there in our communities. And we're going to continue this effort. This is a big one here on Earth Day. And then we will also be doing smaller renditions of the repair fair at our farmers market during the summer in Creston. So just trying to remind our neighbors that year round, there's an ability to repair things and put them to good use, as you said.
Well, let's hope as an inaugural, it's the first of many. Earth Day Fest plus a repair fair come April 18th. Details one more time, please, Alex.
Yes, Saturday, April 18th, 12 to 4 p.m. at City High Middle School.
Easy as that. And how do I find out more about your Creston Neighborhood Association under your leadership?
Yes, you can look us up on Facebook. We've got the event posted there, or our website, crestongr.com/Earth Day Fest.
Alex Kay, you are deemed the leader of course, your CNA executive director. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Shelley.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Thursday, April 2, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.